Okay, we start the Mishnah, the Tavah Pei Ted, Amud Aleph. Mishnah begins, Eimei Mitinoto, lo bebeit din she'biro, v'lo bebeit din she'biyavne. That you don't, the Zachein Mamre is not put to death, or executed in the Beit Din that is in a city, nor is he executed in the Beit Din she'biyavne. Question about what the Beit Din she'biyavne is relevant to, is interesting. Rashi claims the situation is where he was warned, and he came up to Yerushalayim when the Sanhedrin and Gdolah was still in the Lishkat HaGazit, and then after that, subsequent to that point, the Mikdash is destroyed, or the Beit Din was negled to Yavne, and then he comes back. That's at the point of his violation, where he does not agree or concede to the decision of Beis Din. That only happens when the Beit Din is already sitting in Yavne. So therefore, we do not put him to death in Yavne. We'll see a second. Rashi's final point about Yavne is that there is no reason to take him to Yavne because sof enig batzim sham. That part of the reason to bring him up to the Beit Din HaGadol or to execute him in Yerushalayim is so that everybody can see him up there, because that's where the Aliyah the Regal is, that's where everybody goes. Yavne does not have that status, so there's no reason to execute him over there. The bigger issue, which is that the Beis Din doesn't exist, it's a Makom Gorein. And the Beis Din's not in the Lishkat HaGazit, right? There is no capital punishment, there is no Zakin Mamre, because the Makom is Gorein. So that could be the other issue, which is just that the Beit Din, when you're in Yavne, there is no din of Zakin Mamre. The Rabbeinu Tam claims over here that there was a case where it was Nigmar Dino. He had a Gemar Din already as a Zakin Mamre before the Beit Din was put into Galut. Before the Beit Din was put into Galut, there was a Gemar Din. And then only now, when it comes to his sentencing, the Beit Din is not found in Lishkat HaGazit. And based on that, then you could say again that in Yavne, there's no value in putting him to death in Yavne because nobody comes up there. I mean, it's not like an Aliyah the Regal. It's not where everybody comes to. And we're seeing in a second that's important by the Zakin Mamre. And also from the perspective that, again, that you can't execute capital punishment when the Beit Din is not in the Lishkat HaGazit because HaMakom Goreim. So now, Ella, Ma'alin Oto the Beit Din HaGadol Shebi Yerushalayim, take him up to the Beit Din Yerushalayim, and you wait until the Yom Tov, and then you put him to death, you execute him on the regal, I'm assuming on Chol HaMoed, not on the Yom Tov itself. Shenemar, why would you do this? Rabbi Akiva says there's a requirement from the Pasuk that this person should be made an example of, put to death in front of all of Klal Yisrael. So the way to do that, or the way to accomplish that, is to have him executed on the regal itself, and then everybody will know about it, because he was executed on the regal. Now the opposite, or the mitigating factor, is Inui Adin, that this person has to be held. We've talked about Inui Adin, just waiting from Shabbos until Sunday is Inui Adin. This obviously is a much more extreme form of Inui Adin. Whether they hold off giving the Gemar Din until closer to the Regel, or do they simply override Inui Adin because of the other requirement here? There's a mitzvah to say the Oraita of Chol Ha'am Yishmeu V'Yirel V'lo Yizidunot, that there's a requirement from the Torah. Despite the fact that there's Inui Adin, there's still a requirement that it be a public execution. So now, Rabbi Yehuda, Mary, Ma'ani into Dino Shalzeh, we're not going to hold him out. We're not going to cause him this type of pain to wait to have him be executed. We put him to death immediately. And then we write letters. Then we send out letters or messengers with the following message that this individual was put to death, was sentenced to death by Beit Din because of and such and such. So that will make it a public issue, rather than being forgotten, but we do not wait until the regel to make it into a public issue. So Tan Rabbanan, Imi Mitimoto, Lobe Beitin Shibiro, Lobe Beitin Shibiavne, Malin until the Beitin Agdol Shibishalim, Shamrimoto, and a regel, Mimitimoto Beregel, Shnemar, Cholam Ishmu, Biro, Dibre Rabbi Akiva, Amalo Yu Rabbi Huda, Bechi Nemar, Biru, Lolo Nemar, Ishmu, Virau. It doesn't say that they should see it and then fear, it says they should hear about it and then fear. So that would do. So lama me'anin dino shelzeh. Why would we cause this person such pain to hold him out to his execution until the regel? I mean, mitino tamiyad. Because timi shochim b'makom So the Brayta adds this, that one factor that Rabbi Yehuda's argument is in the interpretation of the Pasuk. Pasuk says, Chol am yishmeu v'yirau v'lo yizidinon. So yishmeu, they will hear about it, v'yirau, and they'll be afraid, they'll be fearful, v'lo yizidinon, and they won't repeat this type of behavior. So the requirement of interaction with the am is yishmeu, right, yishmeu, that they will hear, v'chol am yishmeu, and then v'yirau, and then they'll fear. So Rabbi Yehuda's point is that it doesn't say yiru, that they will see v'yirau, and then they'll be fearful, rather it says they will hear about it. If we execute them and send out letters, they'll hear about it. Doesn't have to be that they actually have to be there, that they physically be present, it has to be done up at the regel. That's not necessary. There are four people who are executed or sentenced to death that require an announcement, a public announcement about it. Hemesit. The Hemesit requires it. That's in Dvarim Yud Gimel Yud Bet. Ben Soreru More, which we've mentioned before, that's in Kitetze. Chaf Aleph Chaf Hey. Then there's a Zakein Mamre, which is also Devarim Yud Zayin Yud Gimel. And then Edim Zomimim is also found in Devarim Yud Tet Chaf. So all of these cases, Behul Uktiv, V'chol Am, V'chol Yisrael. In all of them it says either V'chol Am Yishme'u V'yirau, or V'chol Yisrael Yishme'u V'yirau. The term Yisrael or Am is used in each one of them, but all of them have this requirement to be Yishme'u V'yirau, that they will hear about it, and they will be fearful, meaning that there's some sort of, we want to create an example of these individuals. We don't want to repeat offenders in these areas. Obviously, all of them are a central type of areas. A mesit clearly is somebody that we do not want around. We don't have, the Torah requires lo tachmol olav. The mesit is dealing with avodah zara. We're talking about a ben sorer or more, a zaken mamre and edim zomimim, zaken mamre and edim zomimim. Both have to do with the integrity of the system, the integrity of the mesora. So clearly we want to identify them in ben sorer or more, since he's killed Hashem sofo. We want to catch, we want to make an example early on of someone who is doing this behavior. We want to stop others from acting in such a manner. All of them, it says, Chol Am Chol Yisrael, except for Edim Zomimim, Tiv Anisharim, that it says, those that remain, instead of a Chol Am Chol Yisrael, why? Because not everybody is ra'ui to be an aid. As opposed to Mesit, and Ben Sorer Mare, and Zaken Mamre, where there's, you know, that's, doesn't have any qualifications. An aid has qualifications. And Rashi says, "Oh, what's it? Why is not edut not given to anybody?" So Rashi gives examples: sheish gazlanim umalvei beribit umoalim b'shvid sheim psulim needut. Certain people. So Rashi, it seems to me, is quoting the Mishnah from earlier in the Masechta. Those are the three items mentioned there, which are psulei d'rabbanan according to right there some of the dayot there. They're not psulei d'oraita, but Rashi still quotes these people are disqualified from being edim. Doesn't mention women or Avadim, who are also Suleim Liot Edim. Rashi could give those as examples of that, why it does not apply to everybody, because Lo Kuliyam Chazul Saduta. Although we might argue over there that the problem with the saying using women as an exception is that with Ben Sorer Umareh. Ben Sorer Umareh has to be a Ben and not a Bat. So there also it has to be a male and not a female. So if you say the exclusion by Sadut is a woman, then that doesn't work with the whole principle being laid out here, that one is Chol Am Chol Yisrael and one is not everybody. Because also by Ben Sorer Umareh, you have the same problem. All right, next Mishnah. Navi Sheker, a false witness, a false Navi, false prophet, Hamit Nabeh Mash Lo Shama, that he gives testimony to, sorry, gives prophecy about, he prophesies about something he never heard, Mash Lo Nemar Lo, something he didn't hear, even though another Navi heard it, Mitatol Bidei Adam. That person is put to death, but he's put to death by Beit Din. Aval Kovesh Nevuato, someone who subverts his Nevuah, he got Nevuah from Hashem and subverts it, like Yonah. Mevater al divrei navi, someone who violates the word of a navi or the instruction of a navi. Navi should aver of divrei atzmo. An extension of this is a navi who violates his own word. Someone else, a third party who violates the word of the navi, or the navi himself who violates his own word or his own instructions. Mitato bidei shemayim. That is not given to Beit Din, but rather to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, shenever anochi edrosh me'imo. So see that the pasuk, there are two psukim in a row in Dvarim, those two psukim. One talks about all those that are going to be killed by Beit Din, and these are the ones, these we'll see in a second, the pasuk that says those that will be taken care of by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hamit nabeh b'shem avdat kochavim, person who gives over nevuah in the name of avdat kochavim, or kach amra avdat kochavim, he says this is what this idol says, then afilu kiven et halacha. Even if he gives, even though he's saying something that's halachically correct, nevertheless he's put to death because he did it in the name of avodah zara. Abal eshadish kevin shenichasal urshut abal lenisui and afa pishol nivala. Right, so when does a woman become an eshadish? Woman's an eshadish from the moment she comes into the possession of the owners, the call it ownership loosely, but that's not really what it meant, but possession of the baal, like the chuppah. When she's entered the chuppah, she's classified as being a married woman. You don't require bi'ah to classify her as an ishet ish. So, habala or ze bechenek. Someone who violates an ishet ish is a din in chenek. Zomame bat kohen, ubala, and a zomamim, edim zomamim, that testified against a bat kohen who gets sreifa for actions or her extramarital affair. So therefore, they don't get it, because it says, and since her bo'ala, the one who perpetrates the crime with her, the one who is bo'el, the one who commits the extramarital affair with the bat kohen, she gets refa, he gets, right, either skila or chenek, depending whether she's an eshitish or whether she's a naram or rasa, depending on the opinions, he'll get that, whatever other punishment is deserved over here. The zomimim, the edim zomimim, will get the punishment that the baal will get, not what the bat kohen will get. So they'll get chenek over here and not the srifa that the bat kohen had. Shekol amuzamim makdimim lauto mita, because any, when it comes to edim zomimim, they all get the same death penalty as the victims that they're trying to give the false testimony about, except the exception is to the zomamim of a bat kohen and bala, the one who has the extramarital affair with her, because they're both excluded from the bat kohen getting sreifa. Alright, Tanu Rabbanan, shlosha mitatam bidei adam, shlosha mitatam bidei shamayim. Three types of nivuyim or nivu'ah are given, punished by beitin, and three are punished by Hashem. Someone who gives over nevuah about something he never heard from Kadosh Baruch Hu, mashalo ne'amar lo, or was said to another Navi and not to him, or someone who gives prophecy in the name of avodah zarah, mitatam bidei adam, that is handled by Beit Din, and they will be put to death by Beit Din. Koveshet nevuato b'mavater al divrei Navi v'Navi shavar al divrei atzmo, mitatam bidei shemaim. The one who subverts his nevuah, one who violates another, a third party violates the word of a Navi, or the Navi violates his own word, they are taken care of by Kadosh Baruch Hu. Where do we know this from? Right, so that's it. The Navi who comes and intentionally says something over my name, someone who's talking about something they never heard, and they're saying it over in Hashem's name. Vasher lo tziv'itiv. Pasuk continues, Asher lo tziv'itiv, Asher, there's no vav there in the pasuk, it's Asher lo tziv'itiv, that I did not command him, halachavero tziv'itiv, but I did command to his friend, Zamit nabe, mashalo ne'marlo. This is someone giving over to Boaz, something that was not said to him, but said to his fellow friend, the Navi. Va Asher yidaber b'shem Elohim acherim. Or he speaks up in the name of Avodah Zarah, all of these, Zamit nabe b'shem Elohim k'tiv, Umeit hanavi hahu. The Navi will be put to death, since there's nothing else besides mitah defined here. The default death penalty in the Torah, where it doesn't specify otherwise, is chenek. So it's over here. These three individuals will have the punishment of chenek. On the other hand, when it comes to a kovesh et nevuato, v'mevater al divrei Navi, Navi shavar al divrei atzmo, mitatam bidei shemayim, how do we know that that's the case? Because we're not in Mile, where do we know this from? Dichtiv, because it says Vehaya Haish. I don't know why it's not Vehaish, but Vehaya Ish Asher Lo Yishma. So it says that the person that will not listen. So what does it mean not listen? Karibe Lo Yashmia, Vikaribe Lo Yishma. That when it says Asher Lo Yishma, it doesn't not only mean he does not hear, but Lo Yashmia, he will not tell over. So that is someone Lo Yashmia. Means he will not make public or may not make known the nevuah that was given to him. That's a kuveshet et nevuato. That's someone who withholds his nevuah. And lo yishma is someone who does not listen to Navi. El devarai asher yidaber bishmi. Right? Until they won't listen to the words that come from me. Uchtiv. And over there it says, anochi edrosh mi'imo. I will I will take, you know, I will take retribution from him, and that is bidei shamayim. So you see, in these cases, lo yashmiya, someone who koveshet yitzro, I mean, a nevuato, someone who holds back, subverts his nevuah, that's lo yashmiya, he doesn't make it public. Lo yishma, someone who doesn't listen to the word of the Navi, whether it's the person himself, the Navi himself doesn't listen, or whether it's a third party doesn't listen, all of these will be anochi adrosh miyo, Hashem says, I'll take care of them. That means mita bidei shamayim. And therefore, those are the three that get mita de bishmaim versus the other three that get mita bidei adam. It's not the Gemara says, mitnabe mash lo shema. The Gemara is going to give examples of all these individuals. Who gave the nevuah something they didn't heard? Kayon Tzidkia ben Kenana. That's like Tzidkia ben Kenana in front of Yehoshaphat and Achav. And Achav and Yehoshaphat are sitting there together. They're about to go to battle against Aram. And they want to know if they should go to battle against Aram. So they bring in all the nevi'im. On the other hand, so Tzidkia ben Kenana comes along and he gives Dechtev Yaslo Tzidkia ben Kenana Karnei Barzel. He makes horns, right, or trumpets out of iron. And he says, just that you're going to be Menagach at Aram, you'll be successful, Menatzeach, and you will gore Aram and be successful in your battle. So Mar says, why was he at fault here? Why would Tzidkia ben Kenana, why was he at fault here for giving this false prophecy or giving a thing of a prophecy he never heard? Ruach Navot Atiate. The spirit of Navot, right? Navot was the individual killed by Achav and Izebel, by his Kerem, to get Kerem Navot. So now he was given permission then to go and trick Achav so that he ends up in the battle with Aram and he's going to die there. Who is going to go over and seduce or convince Achav to go up to Ramot Gilad where the battle against Aram will take place and he'll die over there? So now, you know, dot, 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 the puzzle continues. Vayetzi Aruach, out came out the spirit, Vayamot Lifnei Hashem, stands before Hashem, Vayamar, Vayomer, Ani Afatenu, I will do the job, I will convince him to do this. Dot, 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 dot. Vayomer, Hashem says back to him, Tifateh, go ahead, convince him. Vigam tuchaltzeh, go out, va'aseichein, and do what you need to do. So Amar Rav Yehuda might say, what does tzeh mean? Tzeh memechitzati, come out of my mechitzo. So now, there's a famous sichut musar on this, that what did Navot do wrong here? Navot was, you know, killed by Achav. He didn't do anything wrong. And now Hashem asks for someone to take retribution. And the spirit, the ruach of Navot, is the one that goes out, we'll see in a second, which is my ruach. I'm Rabbi Yochanan Rucho Shel Navot HaYisraeli. What is ruach? The ruach is the spirit of Navot HaYisraeli who was put to death for his kerim, for Achav. So he goes out and he's the one that tricks Achav or pushes Achav to go to battle against Aram, in order that he should die in that battle. And Hashem, because of that, throws him out of his mechitza. So Tzichin Musar, there Rav Shmulevitz notes that despite the fact that Navot was really innocent, but the fact that someone else had to die on his behalf or because of him, that is something that is not acceptable to Hashem. And Hashem says, Tzei mi mechitzati, go out of my mechitza. So Tzichin Musar points out there how careful we have to be that... Oh, you forgive everybody, so nobody should be punished, right? That people say every night in the introduction of that paragraph to Grich Malamita, that they should forgive. Everybody who's done anything wrong to them or wronged them should be forgiven and should not be punished on their behalf. So it's up to this idea here that it's not, you do not want to be the cause of the downfall of others or the punishment of others. So that's why Hashem said, "Say me michitzati." So what should he have done? I mean, what else could he have done? He should have been careful like Rabbi Yitzchak. Why? Dam Rabbi Yitzchak or Achav also should have been careful for this. Dam Rabbi Yitzchak signon echad ole lekama neviim ve'in shnei neviim mitabim signon echad. It's true that the same message or the same idea might be expressed to multiple neviim, but not all neviim will receive it in the same manner or the same mashal. So it means that even though the end, a result, or the message that's being given is the same, the method or the message by which it's given is different. And the fact that all the Nevi'im there were saying the exact same thing, where the Navi says, in Malachim, it says that they all came before Yehoshaphat and Achav, and they're all mitnabed, the exact same thing. Go up, you'll succeed, you'll beat Aram. They're all saying the identical thing. So that should have been a giveaway, that there was something wrong with this form of Nevuah. So now Gemara says, Avadya Amar, an example of this, Avadya says, Zdon libcha hishiyacha, that the iniquities or the evilness of your heart led you astray. So Avadya is a ger Edomi, and he has a nevuah about Edom. He is zuchet to have that nevuah about Edom because he hid the Nevi'im, that Achab was going out and killing all the Nevi'im. He hid a bunch of the Nevi'im in the caves and he saved those Nevi'im. So that's what he's zochet to it, to the nevuah. That same nevuah or similar nevuah is given in Yirmiyahu. Yirmiyahu also has a perek where he has a nevuot about all the nations, and in there it's also about Edom. So in there it says, Tiflatz techa hishiotach zdon libecha. So Tiflat Stecha, I saw different interpretations. One said that it's your awe-inspiring presence, and the other one said that your terribleness. So one of these two, speaking about Edom, Yishiotach, that's what has led you astray. Zdon Libecha, again, the iniquities or the evilness of your heart have led you astray. So here again, you see, Zdon Libcha, Hishiecha, and it's mentioned both by Avadya and by Yirmiyahu. So they're saying the same thing. They're basically saying the same thing to Edom, which is in the end, Edom, you're going to pay the price for your haughtiness. You're going to pay the price for you believing that you don't that you're secure. So therefore, you see the message was the same, but it was given in a different manner. The type or the way it's conveyed to Avadya versus the way it's conveyed to Yirmiyahu is slightly different. So that's the concept here. So Bahani, so here, by Yoshafat and Achab, when the Nevi'im are all testifying, since they all say the exact same thing, it's clear that they're not saying anything, because if you all say the same thing, you know that you're not real. So, wait, maybe Achab or Meitzid Kiyah don't know about this din of Rav Yitzchak. Who says that they're Talmidei Chachamim, that they know all of a sudden about this information? So he says, Yoshafat Havahatam. Yoshafat was there, and if you remember, what does Yoshafat say to Achav? They bring all these Nevi'im in, and they're all saying the same thing, that basically you're going to go up to Aram and you're going to win, you're going to be victorious in battle. What does Yoshafat? Yoshafat leans over to Achav and whispers to him, do you have any real Nevi'im here? Do you have any real Nevi'im? That's what he says to him. So Kamalo Dichteva Yom Yoshafat, Ayin Po Navi Lashem Ot. Where's there a real Navi Lashem? So it's clear that Yoshafat knew there was something wrong. So Achav and Tithya should have been... Right, why would he have asked for another Navi if he didn't think there was something wrong? And they do finally bring in another Navi, who Achab says, well, we have one more Navi, but he always says bad things about me. And so they bring him in, which we're going to see in a second, is they bring in Michayahu. They bring, it's Michayahu ben Yimaleh that they bring in, and then he gives his Nevuah, and he says, basically, go up to Aram. He says, go to Ramot Gilad. So Achav is in shock. He's saying the same thing to the other Nevi'im. It's the first time he's ever said anything nice about Achav. So Achav goes, what? Tell the truth. Don't. Right, exactly. Don't lie. Don't lie. I told you to say the Nevi'ah. Don't lie. Say what Hashem says. He says, yes, go to Ramot Gilad, but you're not coming back from Ramot Gilad. He says, I want you to go because I want you to die, but you're not coming back. And then Achav gets upset and he incarcerates the Navi and says, hold him in prison until I come back from the battle and then we'll execute him. Give him lechem tzar and mayim belachat, that you should give him, you know, bread and water, leave him in the prison until I get back and then we'll execute him. And sure enough, you know, Achav is killed in the battle in Ramot Gilad, he never comes back. All right, so now Gemara says, Amar lei Haika Kohani. Achav responds to Yoshafat and says, what do you need another Navi? There are all these Nevi'im here. What do you need another Navi? He says, I'm really Kach Mukulani Vitabia Ba. It's what I have from my, the Mesorah from my grandfather's house. True, the message can come to multiple Nevi'im, but Nevi'im, the expression of the Nevuah, will be different. Even though they have the same message, the expression will be different. Here, you have a bunch of 300 Nevi'im that are all saying the same thing. There must be something wrong over here. Right now, Amit Nabe Mashlo Ne'emalo, someone who gives over Nevuah that was not said to him, Kigon, Hananya ben Azur. Hananya ben Azur is found in Yirmiyahu. Dekai Yirmiyahu b'shuk elyon, right, he's up in the shuk elyon, v'kamar komar shem tzvako tinei shoveret keshet elam. I'm going to break the bow of Elam. Nasach Hananya kal v'chomer be'atzmo. He made a kal v'chomer for himself. Ma Elam Shlo Bailo Lazorit Bavel. Elam was only coming to aid Bavel in their attack on Eretz Yisrael. Amar Kodesh Baruch Hu Shoveret Keshet Elam. I'll break the bow of Elam. Kazdim Atzmam Achat Kam Vakam. Certainly he's going to take out the Babylonians who came to, they were the mainstay of the battle, coming to attack. And then he went to Shukatachton, which is interesting because it's an earlier parak in Yirmiyahu. I don't know how he had this kavchom exactly, right? But Amar Kom Hashem Shavarti et Ol Melech Bavel. I'm going to break the yoke of the Melech Bavel. And there the Navi, I mean, in Sefer Yirmiyahu, it says that he is false. It's a false prophecy that he gives, telling the people that everything's going to be all right, and that Hashem will destroy the Melech Bavel. Some other Republican, wait a minute. You said this is a case of Mitnaber Mashin Amelo. This is a case of someone who's hearing Nevuah who said to another Navi and he's communicating it. This wasn't said to Yirmiyahu either. Yirmiyahu only heard about Elam. He never heard about Kazdim. So why should it be? Well, he's not saying anything over. So Amelo, came into Itayiv Kabachomer the Midrash. Since a person's allowed to be done a Kabachomer, come on, Ditmar Le Dam. It's as if it was said to Yirmiyahu explicitly. And who knew? But it wasn't said to him. It wasn't said to Hananiah. Right? It was said to Yirmiyahu. And even though Hananiah is able to create the Kal V'Chomer, when he creates the Kal V'Chomer makes it as if it was said to Yirmiyahu. And therefore, when Hananiah ben Azur says it over, it's as if he's saying over something that was said to Yirmiyahu. Right now, Hamid Nabe B'Shem Avodat Kochavim, Kigon Nevi'a Baal. That was easy, the Gemara is. Like the Nevi'im of the Baal, who prophesies in the name of the Baal. HaKovei Shed Nevuato, someone who withholds, subverts his Nevuah. Who's that? As classic is, Yonah Ben Amitai. Right, Yonah, who does not want to give the Nevuah about Nineveh. Right, so now, Mevater al Divrei Navi, who is the one who violates the word of a Navi? Kigon Chavrei de Micha. That's like the Chavrei of Michayel, the friend of Michayel. Michayel was a Navi. It's not clear that the case here, the Gemara is going to quote a case here, but he's over there. In this case, he's called his name is given. And then later on, they have an Isha Lukim. And I'll read the case here and then we'll explain it to you. It says, Dichtev Isha Chad Mibnei Nevi'im. There's one of the Nevi'im, Amar El Reyu, says to his friend, B'dvar Hashem Hakenina, hit me. One of his friends is another Navi. One Navi says, the other Navi, hit me. He refuses to hit him. And then, Ichtiv, he says, because he didn't listen to me, you're going to be eaten by a lion. And sure enough, you know, he walks away and he's eaten by a lion. Then he takes and tells his next friend, hit me. So his friend, that one, listened. He got the message. So this Navi does hit him. He hits Michayahu. And then Michayahu, after he's been hit, he puts on a scarf and he runs out to the road where Achav is riding. And then he screams out to Achav and he says, I went out to battle against Aram. And I was asked, when I was in the battle, he looks like he's injured. So I was asked in the battle to watch over one of the prisoners, to take care of one of the prisoners. And the person said, if I lose this prisoner, either I'm going to be put to death in his place, or I'm going to have to pay a large ransom if I lose this prisoner. And sure enough, I lost the prisoner. When I was running around in the war, taking care of things, I lost the prisoner. Can you please help me? And Achav responds to him and says, your din is your din. They said already what's going to be your punishment. You have to take it. So he undoes the scarf, and Achav realizes that he's the Navi. And the Navi says to him, just like you did not take care of Ben-Hadad from Aram, that you had mercy on him, and you did not take care of, you know, take him prisoner and execute him, this is what's going to happen to you. All right, so over there it talks about the Isha Lukim. And then later on we know that when Yoshafat and Achav are sitting there, they say, oh, well, there's something, there's somebody who, there's one Navi that I know, but he always speaks badly about me. Because Lo Yidaber Alai Tov, Ki Imra. But he only speaks poorly about me. Where did he speak poorly about him? That's over here, in this case. Over here, all the Navi says is Isha Lukim. So how do we know that's Michayahu? Because later on, when Yoshafat and Achav are sitting together and they call for the Navi, and they finally bring in Michayahu, there it says his name is Michayahu, and Achav says, he only spoke badly about me. Well, where's the place we saw a Navi speak badly? It's in this incident over here. So this is someone who does not listen to the instruction of a Navi. Now, Navi Shavar al Divrei Atzmo, Navi that does not violate the word of his own word, Kedon Ido a Navi. This is like Ido a Navi. There again, here is a case by Yerovam ben Nevat. There's a nevuah that goes to Yerubam ben Nevat. Over there, again, the Navi uses the term Ish Elukim. Ego was not used over there. And the Gemara, or the Rashi, and the Radak, some of the Mefarshei had Tanakh say that it's Ido Navi, but the in the Pasuk itself, it's not explicit that it's Ido Navi. Dechtev, Chein Tziva Uti. Hashem commands Ido Navi to go speak to Yerubam, to tell him, you know, what he's doing wrong. Yerubam goes, he's being makrib on the Mizbeach in Beit El. He turns around to try to say, get Ido Navi, and his arm, right, becomes like stone, freezes in its place, and he can't move it anymore. He asks the Navi to prepare to Hashem on his behalf so that his arm should start working again. Ido complies and does that, and his arm starts to work, and then he says, please come over, for I want to give you a gift, matat, I want to give you a gift. And Ido responds to him, I cannot come over to you. Hashem said, go. Do not stop, do not eat by anybody, do not sleep by anybody, and do not come go back the way you came in. Those are his instructions. So here he complies, Ido Navi. But then later on, he bumps into an older gentleman who is a Navi Sheker, Vayomelo, Gamani Navi Kamocha. There's a Muslim like a Navi Ichtiv, Vayashav Ito. He tried to convince Ido Navi that Hashem came to him and told him that Ido should come over to him. You're right. Originally, Hashem said, don't, you have to leave the city immediately and don't stay here. But now I got a new Nevuah, and the Nevuah says you should come with me. And as soon as he complies or listens to the Navi Sheker, after he walks out of his house, after he's eaten, he gets eaten by a lion. Same issue, because he doesn't listen to what Hashem had said, but here he's violating his own word rather than the word of a third party. All right. Tani, Tanaya, Kamed, Rav Chista. So someone who is kovesh, one who subverts his nevuah, gets malkot. So over here, when we're talking about malkot over here, there's no lav in the Torah. So what do you mean we're getting malkot? When Tosfos points out in the PP Summary, he says, when we're talking about malkot over here, late ve lav, there's no lav, o de ain bo maaseh. Talking about there's no being kovesh at nevuato, there is no maaseh. That's a passive, passive violation, not an active violation. Ela makinoto achitei nafshal. This is a makinoto shetetz nevo, like the mitzvah asay. By any mitzvah asay that you're not mikayim, so it's over here. Someone who has a nevoah from Hashem is supposed to express it. Makinoto achitei say nafshal. So Mar says, amalei manda achel tamre ba'arbalo aloki. Right? So first of all, one who eats dates out of the, I don't know, the sieve or the sifter should get malkot. Expression is also used in makot, but basically it means that the person who is passive and did nothing, right, should get malkot. What did he do wrong over here that he's going to get malkot? He just didn't give over the nevuah. So the first thing, so the Gemara says, man matri bay. So first of all, what's the problem? Man matri bay. Who's going to give him hatra'ah? And who's going to warn him that in order to get malkot, he's going to have to be warned, don't withhold your nevuah. How does anybody know that he had a nevuah? It's done by himself. It's something that's in of himself. He knows the nevuah. He doesn't know whether, who knows that he has the nevuah and who knows that he has to express it. So Mar says, no. Amar Abaye Chavre Nevi'e. His friends, the Nevi'im, his other friends, the Nevi'im. Mar says, Minal Yode. How do the other Nevi'im know what he got? It's because Amar Abaye Dichtiv, because it says in Amos, Ki lo yaseh Hashem Elokim davar ki im galas sodo. Hashem will not do his bidding, will not do what he plans to do, except or until he galas sodo, he reveals his secret or he reveals his intent. And the end of the pasuk is El Abdo Hanivim. El Abadav Hanivim. Until to his servants Nevi'im. So that's it. Until he tells his servants Nevi'im what he's gonna do, he won't do it. So over here, they get it. So when it says Vidil Mahadri Bay, how do you know that Hashem didn't go back on his word? Meaning that Hashem told the Navi something and then he retracted it. How do you know? So yeah, maybe he told the other Navi that's going to happen, but then he retracted it with this Navi. Where it says, that's not a problem. That if Hashem retracted a statement, he wouldn't just retract it from this one Navi, he retracted from all the Navi that are aware of the statement. And therefore they would know that it was retracted. Vayona dahadri bay, v'lo du'u. Wait. Yonah, by Ninveh, the Hashem's message is that Od, right, Shloshim Yom Ninveh Ne'epachat, right, that Ninveh is going to be destroyed. So now, where does it ever say that Hashem told Yonah that it won't be destroyed? Yonah just sees that they do tshuva, and then they're not destroyed. So Mar says, Yonah mi'ikara Ninveh Ne'epachat amrile. Yonah in the beginning was told a neutral statement, Ninveh Ne'epachat. Ninveh will be overturned. What does that mean? Right, right? We don't know whether it's good or bad. I mean, Ninveh Ne'epachat could be referring to the object of the statement of Ninveh Ne'epachat, really, it will be the city itself, and that the city itself will be overturned. Or does it mean Ninveh Ne'epachat means the inhabitants of the city will be overturned? The inhabitants of the city will be overturned, which is that they will do tshuva, which is exactly what happens in the Amayar. Hashem and Masehem, Hashem saw their actions, what they did, that Ninveh is Ne'epachat. So the fact is, to Yonah, the Nevuah originally is a neutral Nevuah. It says Ninveh Ne'epachat. Could mean the city, could mean the people. So then Yonah interprets it to the negative side, thinking that Ninveh Ne'epachat means they will be destroyed. But that's not necessarily what the outcome was. So therefore, Hashem did not have to retract the Nevuah, because embedded in the ambiguity of the original command is the fact that it could have been the Ninveh Ne'epachat means the people would change, not the city would change. All right, so now...
Do you think that the Nevuah is supposed to be clear to the
It is. I think it is. I think in this case it was clear to that Yonah that his that what he was supposed to mention to the Ninveh is old, right? So
that could
have
been either way. It's
clear that his instruction now is going to tell Ninveh to do tshuva. But the possibility he didn't consider was that Ninveh itself would be Ninveh Ne'epachat would be that the city comes out.
Right.
Destroyed. Exactly. I think that's correct. I think that it was clear that he had to go give but the message he was supposed to give was clear. Either you do tshuva, or the city will be destroyed. The question of which will be the outcome, that Yonah made assumptions about. Right? I'm mivater al divrei navi. Someone who is mivater al divrei navi, he violates the word of a navi. Minah yoda, right? How do we know the anesh, the ivleot? So first, how do we know, I mean, for how does he know not to violate the word of the Navi, or how does he know that the Navi is right? Right, that because he gives him a siman, he gives him an oath that he's correct. Right, the fact that you have to listen to Navi comes from the fact that he gives you an oath min hashamayim that you have to listen to him. Where it says va micha or michayel the lo yevlei oath bianish by michayel by his friend, he says hit me, and the friend doesn't hit him and he's punished. Where's the oath? There was no oath that he had to listen to the friend. So Mar says, Eichet de Muchsok Shiny. If he's Muchsok as a Navi, he doesn't have to bring another piece of evidence. If we know that he's a Navi already and he gives you instructions, you gotta listen to him. De Ilo Tema Ochi, because if that, you don't say that's the case, Avram Bahara Moriah, Heichi Shamalele Yitzchak. How could Yitzchak listen to Avram in Hara Moriah? Because Allah, what? That he was Muchsok as a Navi. Eliyahu Bar HaKamel, Heichi Sam Chialei. How did Eliyahu Bar HaKamel, when he says to do them Kochim Bechutz, how do they vav the shchut echutz? How could they do kochim bechutz? Elayeched the muksok shiny. Avram and Eliyahu were nevi'im that were muchzakim already, and since they were muchzakim, then you had to listen to them. What's interesting is that the Gemara asks over here, doesn't ask why Avram and Eliyahu have to listen. It asks why does Yitzchak and those that were aligned with Eliyahu, why do they have to listen? And the question is, why not just say Avram and Eliyahu? How could they listen? They have to violate the Torah. So the Gemara says, no. When the Navi, like Eliyahu and Avram, they heard it directly from Hashem. Since they heard it directly from Hashem, they don't have to worry about the violation of the Shchut Echutz over here, bringing a korban of a child, because they heard it directly from Hashem. On the other hand, when it comes to Yitzchak, and when it comes to the others that worked with Eliyahu, they did not get the direct message from Hashem, and they're relying on the Navi's message. So that's what the Gemara brings the proof from over here. The fact that they're relying on the message of the Navi. There you see that if a Navi has a message and he's muchzak, then you have to believe them, you have to listen to them. Tosfos over here brings this machlokas in the Rishonim about what you need a Navi to do in order to believe him. What exactly is the qualifications of a Navi? Because we have a Gemara in Yevamot that says that, first of all, Beit Din is okrin davar min haTorah in order to be Megadir Milto. In order to, if there's a Horat Shah, Beit Din can do, you know, what they whatever they need to do in order to enforce the law of the Torah. Even if it involves a violation of the Din of Torah, they feel that it's important to uphold the Torah by this, they're allowed to do it. So why do you need this whole thing that he's Muksak in Avi? Because if he's part of the Beit Din, he tells you what to do, then you listen, because he's Megadir Milto. Tosfos gives two answers. One is that if we believe him as a Navi, then we listen to him that he's going to do all these miracles. That he's going to bring down the fire from Shemaim, they're going to eat the, it's going to gobble up the Shchut Echutz. But we believe him more extensively than just the direct Nevuah. That's one possibility. The other possibility is that Navi is believed even without a Nevuah. not only just with the nevuah, but even without a nevuah, he is believed. And Satan says, my focus here, whether you only with the nevuah do you listen to Navi, or only when the nevuah comes to Navi do you listen to him. And actually, the nafkuminot are, do you just listen to a Navi, period? Or you have to listen to a Navi who has a nevuah. Here it tells us, in the Rambam, it seems clear that you have to, the Navi has to have a nevuah in order to listen to him. The Tosos here is mitlabet, whether he has to actually have the nevuah or not, or you have to listen to a Navi no matter what. Because he's mukhzak as a Navi, even in areas where it's not nevuah, you have to listen to him. So that Tosos is misupak about. Right now, the Gemara continues, once we get on to this topic of the Akedah, Vahi achar dvarim elev elukim nisat Avraham, Rabbi Yochanan, Mishum, Rabbi Yossi, ben Zimra, achar. What does it mean, vayichi acharei? Achar what? Vahi achar dvarim elev, what's achar what? Achar dvarav shel Satan. Afterwards of Satan, dechtiv vayigdala yelev vayigamal. The child got older, Yitzchak got older, and they weaned him off nursing. So they made a big party. Amar Satan lefnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu v'shalom zaken zeh. Kanan told him, Yashana pre-button. You gave him a child at 100 years old. Mikol sudash asah lo ayah lo tor echad o guzal echad akriv lefanecha. All these parties and the sildot that he made on behalf of or celebrating his son Yitzchak, he didn't bring you one korban. Amar lo klom asah lo b'shvil b'no. Hashem says back to the Satan, he only did it in the honor of his child. In Amir lo zavach et bincha lefanai miyad zavcho. He says, if I asked him to bring that child to me, he would do it. Miyad, right away, Velukim Nisad Avraham, Vayomer Kachnat Bincha, bring up your child. Amishim Baraba, Eina Elashom Pakasha. Na means please. Mashallah Melech Basavadam Sham Duala, Milchamot Arbei. He was in many battles, many wars. Ve'elu Gibor Echad. He had one really tremendous warrior, Vinitzchan, and he helped to win the battles each time. The Yamim Amdala, Milchama Chazaka. At some point, again in his rule, he bumps into a case where he has a very, very difficult battle. Be with me, this warrior, be with me, help me in this battle. Because if you don't, we don't succeed here, if you don't do anything here, we'll say, the other ones were just luck, the other ones he didn't stand up. This basically seals it that, you know, if you win in this battle, that means it'll give evidence that all the other battles were true. So too, I tested you many times. And you were successful at overcoming all of them. Stand up to this last test. So that people won't say that, you know, everything he did until now wasn't. But when it came to the real test, he failed. The other tests, they were easier. Those he passed. When it came to the ultimate test, he couldn't pass it. So he says, Bet Banim Yeshli, I have two sons? What do you mean, Bincha? Et Yechidcha, the one in son. He says, Zeh Yachid Limo, Zeh Yachid Limo. Each one of them is the only child for to their mother. Asher Havto, that you love. Tavai Urachmin Elohu, I love both of them. Et Yitzchak, now it's clear who it is we're talking about. Right, we know which is. We know who you're talking about now. V'chol kach lama. Why did Hashem come approach him this way? K'dei shelo titaref dato alav. So he shouldn't go, he shouldn't become suddenly frightened or afraid or going crazy from it. Right, so now the two reasons that for that could be, one is for the benefit of Ram, that he really doesn't, you know, he doesn't have that shock with it. But the other one is also, the Rashi brings down the Midrash and Chumash, the idea that we don't want the people to say that Abraham was surprised and that's why he went ahead and did this. Had he given him time to think about it, he wouldn't have done it. That's why it says that he goes for 3 days until he finds the place. Hashem wants to give him plenty of time to think about what he's doing and to understand what he's doing. Right, Kadmo, Satan Laderech, the Satan goes in front of him to stop him. Hello, Hanisa, Davar, Elecha, Til E, Hine, Yisarta, Rabim, V'yadayim Rafo, Techazek. So this is in Eov. His friend is saying to him, listen, Hanisa, Davar, Elecha, Til E, are you becoming tired, right, from the words of Hashem, or that which Hashem gave to you? Hine, Yisarta, Rabim, you gave Musar, you rebuked many, and you took those that were weak and their hands were weak and you strengthened them. Meaning that you helped others who fell, misfortune fell upon them, you helped them out, you took care of them, and also now for your own, and when it's your own misfortune, you're going to be tired, you're not going to be able to stand up to it. So the same thing over here. The Satan says, Avram, you converted many people, you brought many people close to Hashem and to the Torah, and now all of a sudden you're going to do this act which is going to undermine everything you did? How could you do this? So Koshel, Yikimun Milecha, and those that were weak, your words upheld, you strengthened them with your words. Now like dot 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 dot, the pasuk continues later on. Next pasuk, Ki ata tavo elecha batele. That now you're going to come and become weary, and you're going to do what's wrong over here. The Satan's trying to convince him that if he does this, Akedah Yitzchak is going to undermine the work of his lifetime by bringing people closer to Hashem and not worshiping Abba Zarah. It's going to undermine the whole thing. So how could you, after taking care of all these others, rebuking others and taking care of them, bringing them under confesh kinai, could you ever do such an act that will undermine everything you've done? So I'm allowed it. From I'm going in my innocence. I'm going with Hashem. Hashem told me to do something, I'm going with it. He says, your fear has caused you to be foolish. I mean, your tmimut, your belief in tmimut and Hashem is causing you to make a big mistake over here. So Avram responds to him. It's a continuation of the pasuk a little bit later. He says, do you know of any innocent person who was lost, who perished? I mean, the Kodesh Baruch Hu takes care of those that are innocent, those that are to his bidding. So once the Satan saw that he wasn't listening to him, maybe I'll steal a word from him, I'll give him something that will try to slow down his fire for doing the word of Hashem, because he says, "Kach shamati machrei pargod." That's what I heard from behind the pargod. Asel leolah vein Yitzchak leolah. That the Olah is actually going to be a sin, not Yitzchak. So he was trying to convince Yitzchak, Avram, that it wasn't worthwhile going. The whole thing was a waste anyway. Amarlo, he says back to him. Avram says, "Kachon shoshel b'dai shafilu amaremet ein shomim lo." That's the punishment of someone who is a liar that nobody believes him, even if it's true. It's the boy who called wolf. Boy who cried wolf. So over here, the Abram says the Satan lies so many times, or is misleading so many times, I'm not going to believe you this time. Obviously, Abram said this after the fact, because before the fact, he doesn't know that that's going to be the Ewuz Emet. Only after the fact does he know that it's true, and even after the fact, he says to the Satan, see, I didn't believe you because you don't always tell the truth. Since you don't always tell the truth, I was skeptical about what you said. Now, the Gemara says, Rav Levi Amar gives a different interpretation. Till now, we had Rabbi Yochanan's explanation, what is Achar Dvar Melele? Rav Levi Amar, Achar Dvarav Shel Yishmael to Yitzchak. It's really coming after the words of Yishmael to Yitzchak. What is that? Amar lo Yishmael Yitzchak, ani gadol mimcha b'mitzvot. I'm greater than you in mitzvot. Shata malta ben shmona yamim. You got your brit when you were brit milah, when you were 8 days old. Ani ben shlosh yisrit. So now I was a giver. All right, when I was 13 years old, you don't even compare. So amar lo be'ever achara tamid gemigareh. You're on one limb, you're making all this big deal about one limb. Hashem comes to me and says, sacrifice yourself before me, and he says, I will do this. So Hashem did that. Said, okay, you go up. The whole Yitzchak will go up. Navi that causes others to worship Avodah Zarah is B'skila. And the Rabbi Shimon says he gets chenek. What's the midicha yir nidachat? Those that cause an yir nidachat to go off the derech Hashem to worship Avodah Zarah, they are b'skila. Rabbi Shimon omer b'chenek. What's the machlokas here? Lavishi diach b'skila. My time with the rabbanon. What's the reason you have the rabbanon? Atzio hadoch hadoch mimeisit. We're getting hadoch hadoch from meisit. Malalem b'skila. Meisit we know gets skila. We also know that the term hadacha is used by the meisit. Av kan b'skila. So too here where the hadacha is used. By the term of Navi, Sheidiach, so too, that Hadacha, Dacha, that Gzeir Shavu will teach you that he gets Skila as well. Rabbi Shimon, Mita Ketiva Bey. Chol Mita Amurabah Torah Stam, Ein Eile Chenek. It says the word Mita, and Stam Mita is Chenek. Stam Mita in the Torah is Chenek. So over here, we have Gzeir Shavu of the Chachamim. Rabbi Shimon does not have that mesora about that Gezer Shava, so therefore he's not done that Gezer Shava. They who are done the Gezer Shava say that he gets Skila, Navi, that causes others to worship Avodah Zarah, gets Skila, and Rabbi Shimon says he gets Chenek. Medicha Yir Nidachat, those that cause an Yir Nidachat go after Derech Hashem to worship Avodah Zarah, Skila, my time at the Rabbanah Gamre Hadacha Dacha, Omi Meisit, Omi Navi Sheidiach. There you have, again, the term Hadacha is used by the Yir Nidachat. So therefore, Hadacha Dacha, you can either learn it out from Navi Sheker, who tells somebody to do Avodah Zarah, or you can learn it out from a Meisit. The word Hadacha is used in both of those, and they're both Skila, according to the Chachamim. So you can make the Zera Shavu from either one of them. So now Gemara says, Rabbi Shimon Gamar Hadacha Dacha Mi Navi. He learns out Zera Shavu Hadacha Dacha from the Navi. Navi, according to him.
It's strange that there's such
a wide, right.
Usually it's like either Skila or Sefer. Right.
Mikteh alakteh. Yeah, it's from Skila to Chenek. It's very interesting. Gemara hadacha hadacha midavi, but the Gemara me mesit. So if he's got a clear shev hadacha hadacha, why is he learning out from mesit? Why is he learning out from the navi that's mediach according to him that gets chenek? So it's clear from here, as Rashi points out, that he had a mesora about the gzeir shava. He's not clear of the application. I mean, he knew there was a gzeir shava hadacha hadacha here. He didn't know which where it should be applied. So he logically applied it to a navi sheker, not to a mesit. Why? Because the need mesit rabim and mesit rabim. We're talking about someone who misguides the rabim. So too with someone else who misguides the rabim. A mesit is talking about a singular individual who's convincing a couple of individuals or one individual to worship a zera, as opposed to iran idachat, and as opposed to the navi, the navi who's mediach, is mediach the am, the whole people. He's trying to convince all of them to worship a zera. So both of those are more comparable or make more sense to run a parallel between them. It's also interesting to note here about the idea of Gezeirah Shava. Rashi over here mentions the fact that Rabbi Meir did not have a Mesorah from his Rebbe for Gezeirah Shava meant that he couldn't be done a Gezeirah Shava, even though the Chachamim did have such a Mesorah. Earlier on in the Masech that we discussed this with regards to Gezeirah Shava, the fact that a person cannot be done a Gezeirah Shava by himself, but does that mean that he has to have a direct Mesorah from his Rebbe to have to be done a Gezeirah Shava? Or even if he knows from a friend, or he knows from someone else who has a Mesorah, he's allowed to use that Gezeirah Shava. So on the Masech, the Gemara asked about Bayin Rava, why doesn't one don or learn the other way, or the way the other individual learns, and it was about a Gezeirah Shava. So the Gemara there is asking, why didn't each hold like the other's opinion? But it's a Gezeirah Shava, that's why they didn't hold like the other's opinion. Well, the answer might be that when it's someone else's Rebbe has a Gezeirah Shava, that you're allowed to use it. It's just you can't make up a Gezeirah Shava entirely, you can't make it out of thin air. Over here, Rashi seems to indicate you need it directly from your Rebbe to have a Mesorah. Over there, the Gemara sounds a little different. It happens to be Machlokas Arishonim about what exactly it means that you cannot be done a Gezeirah Shava be'atzmo, and when can you use him as a Gezeirah Shava? Do you have to have a Gezeirah Shava directly for the limud and for the exact limud and from your Rebbe? Or can you have a Gezeirah Shava that's somewhat ambiguous? You know about the Gezeirah Shava, you just don't know what to be done from it, like what it sounds like from this Gemara also. And then also, if your other friend or your friend's Rebbe has that Mesorah, can you use that Mesorah or not with regards to a Gezeirah Shava? Because you're not Dan Me'atzmo, you have a Mesorah, it's just not yours, it's from a different person's Rebbe. So that's subject to Machlokas Rishonim. I'm just pointing out, because Rashi over here seems to indicate that it has to be directly from one's Rebbe.
Where it says, wait a minute, why don't you have, there's a common denominator on the other side. Right? And by the case of Mesid, we're talking with lay people. When you're talking about a Navi, you're talking about someone who's a prophet. So Rabbi Shimon, we saw this earlier, since he's a Mediach of Avodah Zarah, he's no longer a Navi. He's lost his status as a Navi. Anybody who's Mediach, people to worship Avodah Zarah, is clearly not a Navi. He's been demoted, he's been stripped of his title as a Navi, and therefore he's a Hedjot. If he's a Hedjot, we can compare the two. We can compare the case of Eren Idacha to the case of Navi that's Mediach, because they're both talking about cases of Hedjot, just like Mesit is a Hedjot. And since there it's Rabim, and there it's Rabim, we make more sense to connect those two rather than Yachid ve Yachid. All right, we'll stop over here. I will point out, the interesting thing is that Rabbi Shimon says that the lowest form of punishment is saif. I think that Rabbi Shimon, doesn't Rabbi Shimon hold that stam bitah b'Torah should be saif? Right, not chenek, because otherwise that means stam.
It should be the.
It's chenek because it's the lowest form of punishment. So. That's what you have to say here. I think you have to say over here that Rabbi Shimon is saying the shita to chachamim that you get chenek and not saif, because I think he personally would believe that you get saif.